You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson. On today's episode, I want to talk about something that I've noticed working with thousands of people over the years that really irritates me. And I hear this a lot, where people will come in and they'll tell me that so-and-so has told me that because I went through this, this means this about me. Or because I come from a family like this, then this means this about me. And in fact, none of this doesn't have to be true. I mean, there's a lot of research, a lot of stuff out there that will tell you that, yeah, based on circumstances, based on conditions, based on what you've gone through, that this may mean this about you. But none of it is absolutely true. None of it is. It doesn't have to be. And it really irritates me. Because the truth is, we are the author of our lives. We are. Not circumstances, not other people, not the odds, but we are. So if I want to be speaking like directly to you, you are the author of your life. Not other people, not circumstances, not what the odds say, not what scientific research says about whatever's happened to you in your life, and that means X, Y, Z. No, you are the author of your life. And what that means is, when you go through a very difficult time, you've had a setback. Maybe you've failed miserably. You've made a mistake. Why stop there? It's to hold your head up high and walk with honor. You're going to find, you're going to find naysayers everywhere you go. They're always going to be around you. And just because you failed, that doesn't mean anything about you. Unless you believe it to be. You're the author. Why does that have to be the end of the story for you? Man, if you've lost your job, you've lost your family, you've lost everything in your life. That's the end of the story? That's it? Or do you want to start falling in love with your comeback story? Because to me, man, that's something. Now you think about what makes a great comeback. You know, if you see a team in a baseball game and the score is 6-5 and they come back and win. Yeah, that's a great story. It's a great comeback. They came back and won. But imagine that same team down 22-0 and then they came back and won. Now that is a comeback story. So if you've hit rock bottom, if you've even been further down and how miserable it might feel, man, imagine what that comeback story is going to feel like when you've raised your head up high, when you started to walk out of that hole. And you as an author begin to write your comeback story. Man, what is that going to feel like? Like I said, there's going to be people in your lives that are going to tell you, oh, you're that person now. Or, oh, that means this about you. I remember one time when I worked in a therapy session, and I had this young lady came in, and she told me a story that when she was in junior high, they had asked her to write about what her mom and dad are like. Well, she lived with a grandparent because of the fact that her mom and dad were doing drugs. So she wrote about that. That's what her mom and dad are like. And the teacher had told her that she's probably going to end up the same way, so that she better start taking measures to protect herself, because she's probably going to end up with her parents, because that's what research shows. I don't care what research shows. I care what you want. And she could write a different story. So what? Just because XYZ has happened to you does not mean anything. You get to write the story. How you crawl out of there, what you do in response. Like I said, you are the author of your life. And if you've had a major setback in a difficult time, or you're struggling to find a way to, you know, to lose weight or whatever it might be, hey, that's just the scoreboard. That's what it looks like right now. To me, when you're out there fighting and coming back, that to me speaks volume. So if you've made that mistake and your head has dipped down, the joy and the fun is in lifting that head back up again and getting back in the fight of life. And I want to invite all of you to fall in love with your comeback story. And you remember that you are the author of your life. You get to write the effects of this. Not other people, but you.